joining me in the studio right now is Lexi Fish, who's here to talk about the weatherization program. And I understand it's getting close to the end.
Yeah, it is. We are wrapping up a grant that we've been working with for the past year over at the Southeast Alaska Career Center. I recently just started working on the project a couple months ago. And let's see, our last couple of classes are going to be in May and wrapping up in June. So that'll mark the one-year cycle of the grant that we were working with from the Alaska State Energy Sector Partnership through the Department of Labor.
Well, what's the point of the weatherization program?
So over the past year, we've been working on this program called Energize Sitka with the goal in mind that we kind of build up the local workforce in the sectors of weatherization and energy efficiency, and also in jobs that can lend themselves to the Blue Lake expansion project. So the whole idea was to kind of tap into that green job sector in Sitka as related to energy efficiency and the hydroelectric expansion project coming up.
And so, how do you go about doing that? What's the...
So we've had lots of different trainings, job training programs that have happened through the Southeast Alaska Career Center that will prepare workers for these types of jobs. So we've had everything from hazardous waste cleanup trainings to weatherization and home energy efficiency, and one of the ones we have coming up is taught at UAS with Professor is Pat Hughes, and it's a basic construction class and then a cold climate coastal construction class. So that one's, you know, bigger in scope in the syllabus, but pertains to building efficiently here.
So was this concentrated on contractors or do-it-yourselfers or...
There's been a mix. We've been, you know, we focus on getting people that really need work in the job training program. So we've been working with a whole wide variety of people that are looking to become employed or become more fully employed or, you know, work more to their potential. So these different programs that can get them certified in a new skill just continues adding, you know, gives them more skills and better credentials to be hired and paid more and overall help our workforce here in Sitka improve.
Some might recognize this as the four-star house, or is it five now, or where
for
are we at?
Efficiency, you mean?
Yeah.
I think it's still four. I could be mistaken about that, actually. That's a good question.
Just kind of a house enclosed on itself in its own little bubble and breathes by itself, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's coming up?
So starting this Monday, we have a Weatherization Tech 1 class, which also includes an OSHA certification, which is necessary for a lot of different laborers. And that class is going to be taught by a couple of guys coming down from Anchorage who work for Alaska Works Partnership. It's going to be taught at UAS, and it's a hands-on class. They're going to learn all about, you know, it's the basics of weatherization. And we've got about a dozen people signed up in that class, and that class is full. So that'll be 5 days long. And then starting on May 21st is our final program, and it's a six-week class taught at UAS. And if the participants have a GED or a high school diploma, they can receive 6 college credits in 6 weeks. So, as you know, it's pretty good intensive class there. And that one is the basic construction and the cold climate coastal construction class. So,
and what are they going to learn in this class?
Well, they'll learn everything from the most basic of construction techniques. So somebody that doesn't have any construction experience could take this class, and they'll learn everything from the basics to building homes that are suitable for this climate. And that's what's in the cold climate section, which is construction 201 is the class level, you know, in terms of the college syllabus. So,
now, you were mentioning that this has been a pretty successful program.
Yeah, you know, it has been. We've had a lot of different trainings here in Sitka. We've had trainers come in and do the classes like we have coming up, and then we've also worked with locals who have been doing some of the training, so that's been really great. We've sent a couple of local workers here in Sitka to trainings over in Juneau and around the area to improve their skills with opportunities offered over there. And we will have had just about 40 participants from Sitka, and that was our goal. So we've definitely achieved that, I think, at this point. And, you know, lots of the people that we've worked with have gained employment, and that's one of the bottom line goals too. So
this seems kind of an obvious thing to continue on for years to come. Are you mm-hmm. gonna try and do that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, in some capacity. This was, like I said, this was a one-year grant, and this funding actually, it comes through the State Department of Labor, but the overall funding came from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. So the stimulus package a few years back is what is the source for this funding. But I know we're going to be looking into similar programs and hope to keep this kind of work alive here in Sitka.
Are you keeping track of numbers as to how it's affecting the energy efficiency of Sitka?
Yeah, you know, we don't have exact numbers as to how many buildings have been impacted by the workers that have entered the workforce as a result of these job training programs over the last 10 months or so. But that's definitely something we'll be looking into. And I would have to talk to the contractors who have hired people and find out exactly what work they've been doing. But I know it's been going up, and the weatherization work has been in higher demand, and you know, it's definitely helped it out, but I'd have to research for further numbers.
Sure. What's the advantage of contractors doing this kind of work? It seems more expensive, mm-hmm. obviously, to have your house built or renovated like that.
Yeah, definitely. I know what you mean. And it can be in the short term, but in the long term, you know, you have a house then that will stand up to the conditions here and be more sturdy and, you know, can be more resistant and will seal your home up better and give you a more efficient, you know, it's more economical in the long term that you're going to be paying less for energy every month. And that's a pretty big deal here now if you look at the overall energy picture. We really need to conserve energy just in terms of the fact that we're maxing out our capacity at Blue and Green Lake. And even with the expansion, we still need to really focus on conservation efforts.
Do the financial institutions look more fondly on this kind of work?
How so? You mean like for getting loans?
Yeah.
You know, I know there's some programs in place, and there's been a lot of different ideas for ways that homes can be financed if people are going to be doing certain renovations and energy efficiency upgrades. There are different programs, like through the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, where you can get a rebate, you know, once you do different upgrades and weatherization retrofits to your house. So I think there's some programs that are in place and some programs that are being considered to be put in place.
Okay, so this next class again is
this starts. The next course is UAS construction courses that are worth 6 college credits. It's a 6-week long class, and it goes from May 21st to June 29th. We have a few spots open, so if anybody's interested, they should contact me, contact Lexi at the Career Center at 966-1356, because it starts in a couple weeks and there's just a couple spots left. So,
and then the class after that is the final one of this?
That is the final one. The other one we have is coming up starting this Monday, and that one's full. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, yeah, that's the final class of this cycle, and we'll hope to do something similar next year.
Well, it's exciting. It must be rewarding to accomplish what you've done.
Yeah, you know, I actually helped write this grant a year ago when I was working at the Sitka Conservation Society. I worked with Karen at the Career Center, and then I kind of backed off and didn't work on it too much for the past 9 months or so, but I started working for the Career Center a couple months ago as the program director for this project, so it's been kind of cool to come full circle on it and get involved with it again.
All right, and again, one more time with the phone number, so...
So those interested should contact me at 966-1356.
Okay, Lexi.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, and for the work you're doing.
Yeah, of course. Thanks.